In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5HourEnergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
It is a very special Wednesday edition of the WIP Afternoon Show. Birds at the Half, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling?
Spike Lee, feeling pretty good, brother. Jackie Baseball, the sun will come out tomorrow. How about you, boy?
You think you know someone. We learned something interesting about someone we work with earlier today.
Oh, what happened?
What's
happened?
No, it's just you think you work with someone for a long time,
And
you finally learn something important.
Oh, wow. He's
and it becomes very important to your future. So, again, don't get too close to coworkers.
Wow, I got to find out what's going on there. We are at Chickies for Birds and a Half. This tonight, a special guest bartending event with Lane Johnson benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation. We have a very, very big show today. A lot of guests all day long. But we start with Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas. You may have heard of them from the WIP Midday Show. My first question to you guys before we get into the Eagles stuff is, what's it like running with the big boys today after 2 o'clock?
Where they at? Where the big boys?
Good answer, Hugh. We're happy to be here. This is exciting. It's a big day.
It is exciting. Big day. And we're sort of here in a place with the Eagles where I have to be honest with you, when the season started, I did not think at this point in time the Eagles would be 8-2. So I'm going to start off this hour with a question. Ike, I'll go to you first, and then our very special guests as well. But I look at the NFL, and I see every year one elite class of teams that are the true Super Bowl contenders. Now, there are more teams than those few or four, however many are in that group, that could win the Super Bowl. But we sort of look at this one group as being different than the other. And my question to you is, are the Philadelphia Eagles in that same elite Super Bowl contender group with the Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, and Detroit Lions? Right now, are they in that category?
Yes. Without question. Yes. 6 straight wins. They have the experience. They were just in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, so it's not as if this is sort of new territory for this football team. Maybe for a lot of the young players on the defensive side of the ball, but for where the strength lies at, which is on the offensive side of the ball, no, they are as legit as anyone else around the league. I mean, they just are. You may say Detroit may have the best chance to win it all or what have you, but I think the Eagles are right there in that class of 4 to 5 teams that could be hoisting up the Lombardi Trophy.
Giglio?
No, they're one notch below for me. The way you framed it, Spike, you said there's always that second group, right? And that's
yes,
where I think the Eagles
it could
are.
Happen.
Yeah, it could
yes.
happen. And they might be the best of that second group. I think of the Ravens, who I think are flawed but really good. Mm-hmm. Steelers are obviously having a good year. I think the Packers are dangerous. Like, that's, to me, where the Eagles are. They might be the best of that. I just feel like they have a flaw in that they don't have a great passing game. And if you don't have a great passing game, eventually it hurts you down the stretch of the season. I think that needs to be better before I think they're in the top tier. They're one notch below.
So who are the top tier there?
I think it's the Bills.
Buffalo's a top tier team.
Buffalo's a top tier
team. But the Eagles aren't.
Yep.
The Eagles haven't been more impressive than the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills have a better quarterback play right now.
Okay.
And they have probably the best win of anyone this whole season. They beat the Chiefs, who hadn't lost a game since last Christmas.
Okay, and that's fine and dandy. And now that the Chiefs have lost, we can all go ahead and be honest and truthful about the Chiefs. They're overrated this year.
But they're the outlier. They were the same way last year, and they won the Super Bowl, right? Like I don't know what to do with them besides just give them the respect
okay,
at the top.
Okay, and that's fine. And I probably wouldn't fight you over it. Yep, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, they have the ability to look like this and still turn it on once they get to the playoffs, and they certainly would be in the Super Bowl. I'm just saying, I don't think Buffalo has looked all that impressive to me. That was an impressive win. They got a big win against Kansas City. Everyone knew that that was a Buffalo Bills win. Kansas City barely won the week before. They've been hanging on by threads mm-hmm. the last couple of weeks with some of these teams. So somebody was going to eventually get them. I'm not surprised Buffalo won that game. I just look at Buffalo, and other than Josh Allen, what am I impressed with by the Buffalo Bills. It's not their running game. It's not their wide receivers. Their defense isn't dynamic. I mean, Josh Allen is the MVP favorite.
Yeah, that's the difference maker.
But you need more than – I'm looking at the entire team. If I look at the Eagles' talent, I would rather have the Eagles' overall talent. If I give you Josh Allen as better than Jalen, right? I'm not going to argue mm-hmm. that. We're better everywhere else on the team.
That's fair. I would say KC, Buffalo, and Detroit are the top tier, and then I have the Eagles okay. in the next tier.
All right.
Hugh, where do you have them?
I couldn't even change his mind.
No. Come on. This is going to take more than 2 minutes.
I have them right there.
in that group?
I have them right there. I have them right there with the Detroit Lions. And the reason why I say that, because Joe doesn't like when I use this word, the Detroit Lions are more efficient than the Eagles are. I think the Eagles have just as good a talent or equal talent as the that's the same thing. But yeah. but basically, it's better right. talent or equal talent as the Detroit Lions. But I just feel like a lot of times we leave points on the field for whatever reason that is. And I feel like once we get past that, we will be a better team than the Detroit Lions. But as of right now, I think we're right there with them. I do think that.
Well, that points left on the field, I'm with Joe. I think they're the top of the second group. And I would agree with you, Ike, that the Eagles stand out over the Bills in both running game and defense. I would agree with you.
But and wide receivers.
But when it gets to the playoffs, mm-hmm. and this is shown historically, at least in the modern NBA, the passing game is more equated to success in the playoffs than any of those other things. It's great to have those other things, but I think it is what it doesn't mean that the Eagles.
I don't
Eagles,
know about that. Well, depends on where the game is being played at. Your running game and defense. If the game NFC Championship game is in like a Green Bay or hell, even in Kansas City, where it gets real cold at. I don't know in windy. I don't know how much the passing game is going to be effective. You got to be able to run that ball,
but
too.
The Super Bowl is the neutral site, usually in a dome, right? New Orleans this year.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about in the Super Bowl. Yeah, okay, yeah. I was thinking more just the path to get there.
And I want to be clear. I think to your point about those sort of situations, the Eagles could get there. Absolutely. I think they're a team in that second group of good teams that could either by the end of the season or depending on how the playoffs end up shaking out could end up being there. I mean, that's one of the reasons they ended up in the Super Bowl in 2022 without a dominant passing game is because they ended up playing the Giants, who also didn't have one, and then the 49ers, who were on their fourth quarterback of the year. So I think they could wind up in a situation where they're there. But I think if I'm separating the groups between like the true elite contenders and then the next group, I think the Eagles are in the next group. And it's specifically because of the passing game. And
specifically because of the quarterback.
Yeah, well, I mean, the passing game is the quarterback, yes.
Well, it could be the wide receivers that
sure.
that can
well,
hurt you
the effectiveness game. Of their passing game, and I would guess that the effectiveness of their passing game is limited because of the quarterback. It's certainly not limited because of the offensive line. It's not limited because of the wide right. receivers. It's limited because of the quarterback. And he does other things well. He does do other things well, but that part of it is limiting.
And that's fine, and I won't argue that. And that's why having a good defense, which is not a luxury.
Oh, no, it's
why,
not.
It's why, that's why I having feel, a good defense.
Necessity, Mr.
I feel attacked.
No, but that's why having a good defense works in your favor as a complete team because you know what can rule that passing game null and void? A great passing defense. Right?
Well, I could.
Like, it's not automatic. Like, I like what the games that the the Vikings, not the Vikings, the Lions exploded against. These were bad defenses also.
Sure.
They exploded against Jacksonville. They exploded against Dallas. Like, these teams have been giving up points all year long. I also watched their defense in the first half against Houston not look great.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched their defense against Minnesota not look great. Like, I haven't seen anybody run up and down the field on us with the exception of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And we can throw that game out.
Yeah, before the bye.
Yeah.
So that's why I like our chances because we have a defense. That's why Kansas City has a chance. Their offense isn't dynamic. They have Patrick Mahomes. But they have a great defense that only gives up 17 points a game.
I guess my biggest concern and why I'm not ready to put the Eagles in the top tier, Spike,
get in there, Joe. Put them in there.
But I feel like the Eagles can win one kind of game the way they've won it the last 6 weeks. Either dominate a bad team, which they're great at, right?
Sure.
Or it's got to be low scoring, and then they'll pull away when their running game pulls away at the end. Because
okay.
I watched the Lions go to Minnesota. They were down 10-0, and their passing game brought them back.
Yep.
If we go to Detroit and Detroit hops on us 14-0, which maybe won't happen, but if it does, can we come back and win that game? If we take Saquon
be
out.
Be tough. Yeah, no, it'd be tough.
That's what's holding me back.
Okay,
right now.
I feel you there. I think the concerns are legit.
Yeah, for
they're,
sure.
They're legit. My comeback to that is my defense. That's all I'll
let
say.
It happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so my defense playing the way that they're playing, it's going to keep the score down. It takes pressure off your offense to have to win a shootout. So now if we get going here and I see some holes in the defense, say Baltimore runs up 30-plus points on us or the Rams score 30-plus, then maybe I get a little more concerned. But we keep holding teams to 16, 17, 18 points.
They've been impressive.
I feel even more confident.
At 215-592-9494, are the Eagles in the elite group of Super Bowl contenders in the NFL
elite.
Right now? Elite. I love the word elite.
It's a big word.
Do you know why? Because you just know. It signifies something. When you talk about – people make fun of the elite quarterback conversation, but you know what it means. If I was to ask who are the elite quarterbacks, I think in the NFL, there's probably some on the edges we could debate, but
sure.
Most people would come up with the same quarterbacks. And I feel like it's the same –
But the same three or four quarterbacks.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. And it's the same with contenders. I think there's a – it doesn't mean it's the only teams that could win it. It means that they are a different class. But I will give the Eagles credit for one thing, in terms of the – well, I give them the credit for a lot of things, but in terms of falling behind, I get the sense that what happens a lot of times in NFL games is when a team falls behind, they do abandon whatever their initial offensive plan was and start throwing the ball all over the place. I find it hard to believe the Eagles would do that. So I do think in a situation against a Detroit or a Baltimore, whoever it is, they go up and they put up 14 points – I don't think the Eagles are going to come and abandon the Saquon thing. I think they would do their best to force the game back to a game that they're comfortable with. And really, what all it takes, it's funny because teams panic a lot in that situation. All it takes is one touchdown drive, one 6.5-minute touchdown drive where you run all over the other team, and all of a sudden that deficit doesn't seem like it was before.
Yeah.
And I think it's almost a bonus that the Eagles – don't feel like they can throw the ball all over the place because it's less likely that they abandon the thing that got them there. Now, Hugh, the defense is a luxury thing, which will be on your tombstone at some point. Are you ready to concede that
No.
one?
No.
Come on.
They've been playing well, man. And you know, they've been playing extremely well. And then to your point about the Eagles being an elite team, because I'm going to shift this narrative.
Okay.
With your point with the Eagles being an elite team, you know what the thing that they've been able to do? Like most teams, when you play against the Eagles, I think you go into the game and you think to yourself, I'm going to stop the run because that's their bread and butter. Teams haven't been able to do that for whatever reason. And I think part of that is because of the offensive line and the way Saquon Barkley's been playing. And so when you say to me that, you know, if they get down to the Detroit Lions, I don't feel like that would be the case initially, because when you look at the teams that the Detroit Lions have played outside of that Minnesota team, they ain't really played a whole lot of dynamic defenses. Mm-hmm. It is something to be said about playing with confidence, and I think that's what this Vic Fangio defense is doing right now above anything else, because when you look across the board.
Luxuriously,
yes,
some would say.
Most would say.
But when you look across the board, we got a couple journeymen out there that are bought well, one journeyman, that's out there balling, and a couple young cats that are out there balling right now. And I think that comes, the reason why they're doing that is because they're confident in what they're doing. And another guy who a couple weeks ago, everybody's wondering whether or not, you know, he could stay healthy, and whether or not he was going to be the starting linebacker at the beginning of training camp. So I think that they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. And I'll take that 14-point deficit against the Detroit Lions and think they can come back from
I'd
that.
Rather avoid that situation.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
If they can. Yeah. Well, it's interesting, Hugh. You said that other teams haven't been able to stop Saquon in the running game. I actually think it's two things. And one of them definitely plays in the Eagles' favor from a passing game perspective. The offensive line is great, and that is one thing. But the other thing is the two wide receivers they have on either side are specifically dangerous, and if there's one thing that Jalen Hurts has excelled in, it is throwing to those guys deep when they're in man coverage.
Yeah, big
and
play.
So the one thing that can happen when the defense loads the box from a passing game perspective, when the defense loads the box against Saquon Barkley, is specifically the one thing that they are good at from a passing game perspective.
And it's the one thing that Detroit's defense is terrible at. Mm-hmm. They're one of the worst pass defenses in the league.
Right.
So it could be some room there for success. And here's the way I'm looking at it. Our passing game is what it is right now. Can it get better? Can we get better? Can we open it up a little bit more? Because I would imagine the Eagles have to feel like, okay, we're going to need to add a little bit as we go along here.
Of course.
To make our offense a little more dynamic. So, and listen, we're going to get tested. Pittsburgh's a good defense, right? Pittsburgh's a good defense.
Yeah.
You'll see Washington was a good defense. We'll see them again.
The Rams have good pass rushers.
So, we'll get a chance to see whether or not this passing game is getting better. I think they did what they needed to do in order to sort of stop losing and to get some start stacking wins. They have to know that eventually you're going to have to throw the ball at some point.
Fritz, do you have them in the elite category?
Elite
contender category?
And no one's brought up the head coach factor in this. I know we're all goo-goo gaga over Nicky and the good week that he's had, good month that he's had.
Yeah, good 6 weeks.
Good 6 weeks.
Good several years, actually.
Yeah.
Easy.
Well, facts are facts.
Well, I mean, he's got
the coaches. What's different about the coaches? The coaches are the same.
It's been 4 years. He has playoff wins over Daniel Jones and Josh Johnson. I mean,
we'll take it.
I know, but
wait, you think Sean McDermott is some sort of genius, or do you think Dan Campbell is some sort of genius?
No, Dan Campbell's more young in this. I mean, McDermott wins playoff games every single year.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, until Sirianni wins.
Except when he had the number one seed and lost.
That was a bad one. Yeah.
He's also choked in big spots. But,
sure, yeah. I don't think he's great, but
he almost got fired last year.
I know, but then
he
did.
Because he made a bad speech.
Wow.
And that was a bad speech.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
It came out last year. Obviously, and I don't care that he just walked in, but obviously, the quarterback's holding back the offense.
OG Wade.
OG Wade's here. And I'm not out of the. I'm not giving up the Sirianni thing yet. I will give up Sirianni. I will not give up Jalen. But with Nick, there's still a part of me that worries about him in a big game.
Same thing with Dan Campbell.
I know.
Cost him the NFC Championship game.
Dan Campbell's not. Listen, he's been carried by Ben Johnson. I'll throw that take out.
Okay.
There.
Okay.
Well, then what's the difference between the Lions and the Eagles? Why are the Lions in the group and not
obviously,
the Eagles?
It's the passing game.
I told you what it is.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. I just think no one's brought up Sirianni yet, and I think Sirianni in a big spot. I'm still worried about him.
Well, I was holding that for a second segment with Giglio because I wanted to go to Giglio first he wanted Sirianni fired 4 weeks ago. Yeah. So I just wanted.
Well, I said if he didn't apologize to the fans, I would have fired him.
Oh man, that's so Angelo of you.
Yep.
I mean. He did it. He
Someone's going to carry the torch, you know. Tyree in Springfield, you're on WIP.
Hey, man. I just got to say, Eagles are very elite. We got a run game. We got a defense. And that's what wins in January. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not a lot of, I haven't seen a lot of teams, you know, number one offensive passing, you know, carry it throughout the playoffs. You know, they usually be first round, second round exits.
Well, the Chiefs have won the Super Bowl 3 times as the best passing offense in the NFL.
Patrick Mahomes threw for under 200 yards in both games.
Look, we're talking about not just the game. You said you haven't seen a number one passing game win a Super Bowl. Over the last 10 years, there's only been one that hasn't been top eight that has won a Super Bowl, and it was the Denver Broncos in 2015, and they had one of the best defenses of all time. So,
for sure.
So good defense, maybe not number one, but we've had really, really good top five passing games win the Super Bowl, especially in the modern NFL.
Defense also carries as well.
For sure. Less now so.
A defense and a run game. You need a power run game, which we have, and you need a good defense that can keep you in the game, that can close out.
Yeah. And I would make the argument, and I have made this argument, the defense won that Super Bowl for the Chiefs last year.
Well, they kept it in for Mahomes to get to overtime. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. It just feels like we're looking for reasons why the passing game isn't as important as it is. Defense, running game.
Well,
I think we're looking for reasons why this won't matter. At some point, the ball's going to be in Jalen's hands, and he's going to have to go down the field and score.
Yes, what we're doing is looking for reasons to continue to have hope.
Well, there should be a lot of hope.
Well, I'm just saying, listening
to you. But the hope is that Jalen on the passing game get better, like you said. That's the hope now, because they fixed almost everything else.
Yeah, And listen, Jared Goff has had a couple of explosive games. But let's not act as if Jared Goff wasn't throwing the ball 25 times or less and they were winning. They beat Tennessee, put up 52 points. He threw for 86 yards.
That was crazy.
Well, and
he threw for 86 yards in the game.
And a team traded him and won the Super Bowl the very next year.
The next year.
So the Jared Goff has been good, but
we know he's still Jared Goff.
If Sean McVay, he's a good quarterback, but if Sean McVay decides I can't win a Super Bowl with you, if an offensive genius, which is what Sean McVay is, decides I can't win a Super Bowl with you, there's something wrong with you. It doesn't mean they can't win, but it definitely means that he's not in that top class of quarterbacks either. He's in the second class.
That's why the team is not up there.
Well, someone in the NFC's got to be there.
Hold on. So you just heard Spike say he's not in that elite class as a quarterback.
He's not. But they do have a better pass.
The only reason Jalen is – the Eagles aren't in that class is because of the quarterback. You don't feel he's elite, which I don't either. I don't think he's elite either. I'm just saying, why are we putting the Lions up there as an elite team when he's a game manager too?
Well, he's playing better than Jalen this season.
He just had one game where he did that.
So I feel like Jalen.
He threw five interceptions in a game. Jalen has never done that.
Goff has more highs than lows, but Jalen never gets to the highs Goff does. They don't score 50 points.
And he's steady.
Yeah, he's more steady.
And yeah, you don't know what you're getting with Jared Goff.
I agree.
You might get
4 out of 5, he's pretty good. And then 1 out of 5, it's bad.
Hey, one stinker.
I would say steady for Jalen over the last 2 weeks is probably not accurate in that he's had one bad half and one good half each game. But he doesn't turn the ball. There's no chance of.
If you watch an entire Lions game, I mean, can Goff not have a bad half and then come back and play well enough to win? He gets praised for it.
I'm talking about the Eagles.
Yeah, I know we're talking about the Eagles, but we're comparing them to the Lions.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So right. I get it. I understand where Jalen is at. But you guys act as if he doesn't have that ability when he has shown in the past that he does.
Well, he has ability, but the passing game has not been good enough this year.
I agree.
215-592-9494.
I agree.
Coming up next, we will see if Giglio will finally admit that he was wrong about Sirianni after leading the charge to get him fired a month
running
ago.
Him out of town.
It's unbelievable.
Nasty work, as the kids say.
Yeah,
Spike.
As the kids say that. We're at Chickies and Pizza South Philly for Birds of the Half. Hey, tomorrow at 7:30 a.m., if you're in the airport, if you're going to L.A. for the game, tailgate at Terminal E, 7:30 a.m., Elliott Shore Parks will be at the Chickies at Terminal E of the airport. Get your free Bud Light Eagle shirts and see Elliott's tiny feet at Terminal E of the Philadelphia airport. That is tomorrow. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.